Yes.
Hi, my name's Maria and I live in Brisbane and I just graduated from Mount St. Michael's College last year.
Okay. I am going to make you some questions about how was your experience in school, and how was your feelings about your how you say it, about your school. So I'm going to start with first question. Let me see them. The question, wait a minute. Here, yeah, okay. Okay, Richard's questions. Educational process, teaching process, how is loud in your country?
Most of the teaching is done through PowerPoints and videos, and also textbook readings, and then activities for homework. And then that knowledge is tested in assignments and exams. Yeah.
See. Okay. So what about what subjects are low in the country where you reside?
Well, English and maths are compulsory for everyone. And then subjects in like the science and humanities and arts fields are elective, so you can choose through them if you want.
You can choose since what grade, since what course?
You can choose from like grade 10.
But before that, everything is obligatory.
Yeah, before that you have to do a science and you have to do art and you have to do humanities.
I see. Okay. How is it grade? Like, how is the methodology of grading?
So grades are given on a 100 point scale. So each assessment that you do is out of 25. And then at the end of the year, you get a score out of 100 because every assessment, there's four assessment and they're all out of 25. So it adds up to 100.
So what about how many subjects you can lose at the end of the year for not losing this year?
I'm pretty sure just maybe like one or two.
Okay. Depending of the school, because there are some schools that... Yeah, okay. Okay, what about... how does the public policies on education in your country influence the teaching process of your school?
Well, with different states in the country, they make sure that all of the grading systems align so that every state can be compatible with each other and you can apply to uni in other states, okay. Stuff like that.
And have you ever like because rules of state had changing things at your school or the school that you studied before?
Yeah, well, the grading system recently changed, so we had to do a whole new system.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see about what you have learned from school that has been truly useful for your life.
Well, I've learned problem solving skills and like teamwork and communication ability. So I've learned how to work with people, stuff like that. Yeah, like group work.
See. What about? Okay, what changes would you make in the education process of a school?
I feel like having like electives and being able to choose what subjects you want to do in earlier years, like in grade 7 and 8, instead of having to wait until grade 10 to choose what you want to do specifically.
Yes.
Would be good. Yeah.
And something else?
I feel like that's it.
Okay, so you really like the program at your school?
Yeah.
Okay. What concept do you have about education in your country?
Well, it's a pretty good education system because everyone has the same opportunities and like level of education. So like public schools are a pretty high level. So if you can't afford to go to a private school, you can still get a really good education and have good career options.
So it doesn't matter if you are not a really good student, they give the tools for passing the year.
Okay. You get like help and stuff if you need to be able to achieve and graduate.
Okay. Do you feel in your student, how do you feel in your student environment?
Well, the environment at school is very inclusive and supportive, and everyone's always welcoming and makes you feel a part of the community. So you feel like you can trust everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, What about, do you feel comfortable with the education model in your country?
Yeah, the education model is very efficient and fair, so everyone has equal opportunities. So yeah, I think it works well.
Okay. You have feel that your school has the identity, your freedom, regarding your personal and emotional development?
Not really. Because, I mean, there are certain rules about, like, hair and jewellery, but they don't really impact personal growth, so you're still able to grow and develop as you go through schooling.
Okay, that sounds nice. Okay, next question. What does matter most to your school? The rules that the rules and all those things, or the academic part, like students' happiness?
I feel like both are pretty important because there's a good balance between compliance with the rules and also student happiness, because they care about the rules obviously, but they also want you to be happy and support you in everything that you need.
Yes. Okay. So how important is your opinion in the school environment?
Well, everyone's opinion is always welcomed and even encouraged because they want everyone to speak up and share their point of view. So, and it's a non-judgmental environment, so everyone can say whatever they feel. So I think that's important, yeah.
So the next question is not about the other questions. I just wanted to know if they have in the last year, there is a student that all the students pick from, like he postulate for being like a type of president or from students, and he can make
president leader. Well, they have school captains, so we get to vote for a school captain that leads the whole school. But then every class, like every homeroom, also has a representative. And they meet every couple of weeks to talk about anything really. And they can propose new stuff that they want to add to the school or like clubs they want to add or something like that.
Okay, do you think that the diversity in respected in your country and school?
Yeah. Well, considering that diversity is one of the country's values, at like school environments, everyone is made like feel welcomed and everyone's considered and treated equally, I feel, from my experience.
Okay. So, thanks for your point of view. I don't know if I say it correct or everything. This is everything for today. If you do, you want to say another thing or conclusion, as well.
Not really. Thank you for inviting me to talk.
Thanks.